Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Seattle Pilots and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Dick Simpson. Batting third. The right fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Goosen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Clark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Fred Talbot. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting second. The third baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Baker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Paul. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paul. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Clark fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Baker moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Nelson catches it and throws to first to double up Goosen. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul strikes out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a pop-up towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Baker reaches second base with a double. Klimchuk goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simpson. The throw from Sims and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Steve Hobley pinch runs for Dick Simpson. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 1 in the game. Comer strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobley scores. It's Pilots, 1, Indians, 1. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Davis steals second. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goosen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paul fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hobley now playing center field. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sims moves to second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive towards short. Clark catches it and throws to second to double up Sims. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Indians 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-1 in the game. Talbot hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clem Chalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul is 0-for-1 in the game. Paul takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Talbot fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul moves to second. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul moves to third. Nelson moves to second. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Paul scores. Nelson moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Comer who is chasing the ball. Horton reaches third base with a triple. Nelson scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Marty Patton now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon is walked intentionally. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Paul hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hovley. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Hovley steals second. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 2 in the game. Comer hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hovley moves to third. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goosen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hovley scores. Goosen moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 2 in the game. Donaldson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goosen scores. Pagliarani moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Ron Law now pitching. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pagliarani moves to third. Donaldson moves to second. Merritt Renou pinch hits for Marty Patton. Merritt Renou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Pilots 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bouton now pitching. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Klimchuk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Pilots 3. The Pilots will come to bat. Luke Amili now playing third base. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hovley is hit by the pitch. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 3 in the game. Comer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hovley moves to third. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Comer moves to second. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Goosen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Pilots 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrelson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sims strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bouton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Pilots 3. The Pilots will come to bat. Juan Pizarro now pitching. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Donaldson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal who is chasing the ball. Donaldson reaches third base with a triple. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a pop-up towards third. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry McNairtney pinch hits for Jim Bouton. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Donaldson scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-4 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Harper steals second. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hovley hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Pilots 4. The Indians will come to bat. John Gellner now pitching. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Pilots 4. The Pilots will come to bat. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Comer hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Davis reaches second base with a double. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Goosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Indians. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Donaldson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goosen moves to third. Stan Williams now pitching. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Seattle Pilots, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.